You are all experiencing a challenging time in the planet, on the planet, and in your own life. When you come to this planet, you are dealing with a duality. And part of the job on the planet is to make peace between those dualities. The one is, of course, the human condition, which we all know about. And the other is the God in you, which we also all know about. But what our job here is to make these two become friends, to make them be able to move closely with each other and interact with each other. We do not need one to judge the other part or one to surrender to the... We do not need that. We need, truthfully, a walking together of these two very beautiful things. Now, why is this difficult? It is difficult because you are in a body. And in this body, you can find a moment of ultimate inspiration. And you can feel what it is to hold the God in you and how beautiful that is. And then someone cuts you off on the freeway. And now we have the human part, which has its own set of responses. Now, neither one of these things should judge the other thing. And neither one of these things should fight you for domination, because that is not the idea either. What we want is we want to have an alignment between these two elements with a complete understanding of the human aspect of it, very important, and a complete understanding, or as much as we can, of that part of us that reaches and pulls God into the life, into the body, into our actions. This judgment is unfortunate, but it comes as a result of thinking we are only supposed to be one of these things. If we were doing it correctly, there would only be our knowledge of the God in us. There would not be the freeway experience. But this is Earth, and there is the freeway experience. And what that needs is your understanding, your compassion, your ability to say, I know why I am reacting this way, and I will not judge it. I will simply, here we go, I will simply put love there. I will love me when someone cuts me off on the freeway. And sometimes we see some of you who believe the job is to love the person who has cut you off on the freeway. And actually, that is not what we want here. We want you to love you when someone cuts you off on the freeway. And again, maybe you borrow some energy from the part of you that is God in you. But we need that to operate on you, comfort for you, understanding for you. This is the way of healing on the earth. And anytime you find yourself caught in a war between these aspects, you need to stop everything. Stop everything and say, I'm going to put aside my judgment and my disapproval and even my longing to be only spirit, because certainly we have that as well. And I'm going to say, I am on the earth. It is challenging. I have this thing in me that is eternal, and that is a piece of God in me. And I have a temper, and I have an ego, and I have challenges in the world. And I have things that I want and things that I don't want. I'm going to bring these together. I'm going to bring these together. The Great Mother has a level of compassion that we are bringing to you now that will help you with this, because the Great Mother's love loves you on the freeway and loves you in meditation as well. And that is what she wants to teach you. She wants to teach you to do the same thing. So here we are on earth in a very troubled time, and we are walking in faith, knowing that what lies beneath is actually straightening out things on the planet. And we want to make this union and this peaceful coexistence between the God part of us and the human part of us. We want it to come together. We want it to serve us. And that is what we would like it to do. So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Be aware that the golden light of the universe is pouring into your body, opening your crown so that you are able to receive love at every turn. Feel it pour into your third eye so that your intuitive powers are clear and strong. Feel that light flow into your throat and begin to move all negative communication out of that throat center so that there is a place for speaking acceptance and love and joy to yourself and to the world around you. Feel the flow of that love into your heart center. And see the beauty in your own heart, how it's grown, how it's developed. And feel the flow of the golden light into your solar plexus. And let that golden light begin to move any heavy or negative emotions that might have caught in your body out of your body. Free your body. And let that golden light fill that center. Feel the flow of that light into the second center. And let that light begin to displace judgment and shame so that there is none. And feel the light flow down through your body and into the root. Let that light travel to any place in your body where you might need healing, or support. Feel it move through your whole body because the universe is generous with its love. Bring your attention into your heart center and stop and see the beauty of who you are. See that heart center that you have grown. See the colors and the beauty and the life that lives inside of you. And see that spark that is the God spark that is a part of who you are. And drink from the water in your heart to refresh your spirit, to refresh your being. And see that a path has illuminated and drawn to it. Step onto that path and let it take you upward without effort, without worry, knowing that everything on this path is for you. It is full of love. It is full of light. It is full of compassion and understanding. And as you are moved upward on the path, come to a place of release and see that there is a receptacle, and into it place everything you do not wish to hold on to. Let your body flow any old resentments, any old pain, anything you do not want to carry in your body. Put it in this receptacle. Now see the transformative energy in this receptacle, changing that energy that you put in it, bringing it into a place of healing and light. And see the symbol that comes up from that receptacle. Now begin to move upward on the path. Let the path take you higher. Till you come to a place of creative inspiration. And watch the energy, the colors. See if there is a symbol or a form. Or if you simply want to take in the energy for creative inspiration, do what is best for you in this place. Now move upward on the path and come to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. when you've known the gift, begin to come back down the path, stopping to breathe in freedom and take in light and healing. And take in every blessing that this path has for you. Come to the center of your heart and begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.